Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Onto the 7 a.m. block here on 96.5 The Fan. Sun coming up. Beautiful Friday afternoon. Big one in Blue Springs tonight.
We got a big one in Baser tonight. Let's that go. We're going to.
Let's go, baby. High school Friday night lights in prime season, baby. Yep. Winners advance, losers go home. Could see a lot of kids playing their last football game of their life.
Yeah, you think about that. Seriously, like a lot of these seniors tonight, if you're playing, or if you probably already had your last game, if you're not in the playoffs, mm-hmm. obviously, but if you're playing your last game tonight as a senior in high school, and you know, you may not think it's going to be your last game, but it very well could be if you don't get that victory. So yeah, we're going over to Baser tonight to see Roman Miller play, and just give him a little bit of a shout out. Got an offer yesterday from University of Nebraska Kearney, so congratulations to Roman Miller. I'm excited to watch him at his next level. I think he's got like 13 offers now for some colleges and whatnot. Nice. So psyched for him to see that. And I'm psyched for Baser tonight to see if they can go out there and beat DeSoto. I guess they're a pretty good team, but Baser's the number one seed. And if Baser wins and Blue Valley North wins, we got Baser versus Blue Valley North. Now that's going to be a ball game next week if everything goes according to plan.
On the Missouri side, Fort Osage plays at Rockhurst tonight. Blue Springs plays at Blue Springs South.
That's a big one.
That's the one, man.
That's the one, yeah.
That's the one I'm looking forward
Who'd
to.
Who'd you say man. Rockhurst has tonight?
Fort Osage.
Oh, Fort Osage, okay.
Yep. Liberty North plays Park Hill. Mm-hmm. Staley plays at Liberty. Lee Summit West plays at North KC. Lee Summit North at Lee Summit.
Are those all playoff games in Missouri too?
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm, for sure. So there'll be a game right down the street from my house tonight. It's kind of fun when you go outside at like Friday nights and start hearing the drums.
The drums, the band.
And the announcer gets out there. It's like, all right, Tiger fans. So I'm excited for this type of season because it is. Luckily, we got good weather right now. Yeah. Obviously, it's not because Sunday might be a little bit of a chill factor.
Just wait 2 days. It'll be warm again.
Yeah, so it should be an exciting night tonight in the house of Blue Springs South because it'll be the Wildcats taking on the Jaguars. There's no need to sugarcoat that. That's rivalry versus rivalry. Mm-hmm. That's been there since, 1994, I think, 95, maybe even before that, maybe 93. So shout out to the Wildcats. Go get the job done against South, who has a really, 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 really good quarterback who could be potentially a very good player at Rice, which is where he committed.
That nice Rice. So he's a smart kid, too.
Or he's a baseball player.
Oh, yeah. Either one.
Yeah, I don't know if he does play baseball, but he could.
Colin wants baseball back, though, already, huh?
Yeah, he tweeted last night. He said, when do pitchers and catchers report? # Thursday Night Football.
Not going to be happy with the performance of the game last night, I'm sure, right?
Ew. Yes.
That's funny. But what do pitchers and catchers report? Yeah.
February, Colin, which will be in a blink of an eye.
It will be, man. It'll be like just tomorrow.
I can't wait.
When does Antonio Brown report?
Oh, my God. That story yesterday. Him getting extradited from Dubai and being sent back to, for whatever reason, they extradited him to Jersey, got him in Jersey, sent him to Florida, and then arrested him for attempted murder.
Yeah.
The streets are safer with Antonio Brown not on them. I can just say that right now, right? That's not saying anything wrong. He seems like he needs a break from society for a while. You know, ever since he took his clothes off at the Meadowlands and danced after the game, he's been kind of off the rails since. For his safety and the safety of the country, it's best if he goes and stays somewhere for a little bit.
Really? It's kind of before that when, what was it, the Raiders were on Hard Knocks?
That's
right. And he wouldn't
wear
the helmet because it didn't feel right.
That was the shoes, too. Didn't he burn his feet or something like that?
In the cryo chamber? Yeah,
he did.
Uh-huh. Trust me, I know all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. He burned his feet and whatnot. I totally forgot he was a Raider because he wasn't there that long, right?
I'm pretty
right?
sure he showed up in a hot air balloon on the first day.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't good.
Yeah, I saw a video. What was it when they found Osama bin Laden and Obama came out? And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. It was like Antonio Brown. Because he's been on the run.
Yeah.
Like he has been, there's been, like, I think it was like basically Dog the Bounty Hunter basically found him.
Yeah.
It was like a marshal.
Right.
Like that went actually and found Antonio Brown and got him. But I thought that was like a funny little gif yesterday when it was just, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. And below is just like Antonio Brown's mugshot. I was like, well done, internet, once again.
They've been kind of looking for him since May, really.
Yeah, the attempted murder is when he was at like a, I think it was a concert.
Concert.
And he went outside and started banging his gun.
Right.
And then like disappeared and then went on like a live stream on like Twitch. Mm-hmm. And then he was, in like Dubai, like doing all this stuff. Like,
right.
Just a wild, wild career that'll be a Netflix documentary in about 2 years.
I mean, that's just an individual that's disturbed. And they finally were able to say, okay, we got you and we were going to send you to Jersey. They got him and then they sent him back to Florida. And so, bizarre story yesterday involving Antonio Brown, man.
So Bleacher Report had an article earlier this week about, one sentence to describe everybody's team and how they, perceive the rest of the season going for them. And I thought the interesting part about the Chiefs was their sentence was Chiefs might need to panic now. Mm-hmm. These were the top takeaways from NFL's week number 9. I don't agree with that because I don't think that what you have here in Kansas City can allow you to panic. Now, let's be honest. If they lose to Denver on Sunday next week, I think we all could have a little bit of a panic meter.
Absolutely.
Then you're back to 500.
Yep.
And then it's like, okay, you have one loss left on your schedule that you can afford,
yeah.
I think. 10-7 might get you in. I don't know. But 11-6, I think that's kind of like the Mendoza line or the Mason-Dixon line of where you have to stay above of at the end of the season.
But I don't think they have another loss in their system, Dusty. Like, I don't think they can lose another game and still find themselves, into the postseason unless we see some sort of epic collapse by Jacksonville.
12-5 would get you in.
It just depends. 100%. It depends on what Jacksonville ends up doing because if you finish 12-5 and they're 12-5, they're getting in and you're not. I'd like to think 12-5 gets you in to the playoffs. But remember when New England was 11-5 with Matt Castle that year and they didn't make it into the playoffs. And that was basically, back in the day when 10 wins almost guaranteed that you were going to get a spot in the postseason. I'd like to think you're right at 12-5 gets you in, to the postseason, but I don't want to chance it at this point, right? Like they've dug this hole so damn deep for themselves that there really is no room going forward to have a trip up like a Jacksonville game again.
Yeah, and I do think because of where the AFC is, I do think 11-6 is a fine record to get. I mean, it got you in 2 years ago and you won the whole thing with that record. But other teams' sentence, because I don't think might need to panic now, is the sentence I would use.
No,
if
God,
I were
no.
to use a, if I were to use one sentence, my sentence would be might be time to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that goes into what you were talking about earlier, where maybe let's see what a screenplay does with Bashard Smith or Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy. Let's see what running the ball more does throughout the game. Let's adjust. I think that's the sentence I would use. Be like, might be time to adjust because, like you said, the hero ball isn't going to be there because teams will say to you, if Patrick Mahomes carves us up over the middle of the field for, 28 of 36, but he never hit us deep, then it's kind of a win for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Patrick Mahomes can go out there and just be the God mode Patrick Mahomes that he can be, teams hate that because you let one guy dictate the entire game, which is Patrick Mahomes' mantra. He can do that, right? We've seen quarterbacks do that all the time. Lamar's done it. Allen's done it. Burrow can do it. And if that's the case, maybe it's time to adjust. Maybe it's time to, like you said, take the hybrid out of the bag instead of the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Play in the middle of the fairway, even if, you could probably hit it 265. hitting at 240 is going to be just fine because you're going to be safe. Would you rather be 265 and hitting your next shot as a punch shot, or would you rather be 230 in the middle of the fairway, putting it up in the middle of the green or just short of the green, playing safe but still getting to the point as fast as quick as possible?
That's what I want to do. I want to get there safe. And it's funny that's what you used as your one sentence, because for me, I have figured it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it shouldn't be that hard to figure it out. And I don't think it's necessarily the inability to figure it out. I think it's the want to. I think it's the saying, we're not doing this kind of stuff, and we are going to run the ball. We are going to use the screen pass. We're not going to play that hero ball, and getting that mindset into Patrick Mahomes. Now, Andy would tell you, I'm never going to tell Patrick to stop being aggressive, because you don't want to tell somebody like that to stop being aggressive. But I think there's a difference between being aggressive and making the smart play. And sometimes we let the aggressive take over, and we don't allow the smart play to be taking place. Like we were talking about yesterday at the end of the show with sports fans yelling stuff, and I said the new thing now is we yell good idea to the kids when they make a mistake in soccer or whatever it was, or basketball. Good idea. And that's not necessarily true. Just because you tried something doesn't mean it was a good idea, when the real good idea could have been the dump off right here to Breshard Smith, and he could have got 15 yards on a quick little screen pass, as opposed to you trying to go down and get 45 or 50 yards on one play when you could have had 10 or 15 if you just did the right thing. And so the good idea stuff, no, it's not a good idea a lot of the times, but we reward this now. We say, oh, good idea, good idea. And I think that's kind of where Patrick is. People are like, oh, good idea to go deep. No, the good idea was to dump it off and gain positive yards in this situation instead of trying to force something that wasn't there.
Right. And somebody says you have to remember that, like, only half the team knows the Super Bowl route and the playoff route. But, yeah, the main guys that need to know it are the main guys that matter. And that's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, those are your leaders, right?
Right.
That's your coach leader. That's your player leader. He's going to have you all set up for that because, again, we go off the reaction of last night's game because – this was Denver's sentence. Real Super Bowl contender.
Right, no chance.
That's not an offense. What was the Chiefs narrative you gave them this year? They had a World Series rotation and a minor league lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
Denver has a Super Bowl defense, and they have a CFL offense.
Yeah, they really do. They stink on offense right
that
now.
That offense can't get you to the promised land in the playoffs. That defense can, 1,000%.
Shout out Bo Nix.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your guy. That's your
not my guy whatsoever.
You had the Bo Nix Oregon jersey Auburn one. Years ago. It's that to me, like, real Super Bowl contender, they have a Super Bowl defense.
Yeah, they do.
But I don't think they have a Super Bowl offense, because the Chiefs, when they went 11-6 and were riding the coattails of their defense, they still had Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to get it done because he wasn't going to turn the ball over or panic in the moment when you need the most, you know, when the most pressure's on your quarterback. Bo Nix, I don't know that offense, man. I don't think Franklin, Sutton, Ingram, and J.K. Dobbins will get it done in the playoffs.
Right, and they got a 40-some-year-old tight end standing out there right now as well. I mean, that's crazy to me. You got a dude that's 41 years old, still playing football in the NFL. The guy's older than you, Dusty. He's been in the league 21 years. I mean, 21 years in the NFL, and you're still out there going strong for the Denver Broncos?
I was 8 years old when he made his debut.
I almost put him on the whiteboard last night to score a touchdown. Mercedes Lewis.
I mean, 21 years in the NFL. I mean, that guy started in 2004. Think about what you were doing in 2004. That guy was a rookie in the NFL, and he's still playing.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, my wife last night was like, is he a Hall of Famer? I'm like, no.
No.
She's like, but he's been there for like 21 years. And I'm like, that doesn't mean he's a Hall of Famer.
No.
Yeah, no, he's just a Hall of Gamer.
Yeah, there we go. He's just a Hall of, I've been here a long time. I'm still going to go. God love him, man.
He's like, check still cash? All right.
That's the type of guy who should continue on, because he does fine. You're not looking at him to go out there and, you know, light the world on fire or anything like that. But my God, 21 years. I'm doing the math last night. I'm going, I didn't even know my wife 21 years ago.
No doubt. The best sentence from Bleacher Report's top takeaways from week 9 from the Bengals: trade the entire defense. And from the Titans:
who would want that defense?
I don't think there's much other than
the corner.
Yeah. Or the Hendrickson.
Yeah. Other than that, who do you get on the Bengals defense?
And then the Titans, one sentence, takeaways from week 9: season can't end soon enough.
That's right.
It's weird. They fired Mike Vrabel and he's never mind. Right. Anyways. So yeah. Coming up on the other side, we dive into the voice of the Chiefs on a bye week. That's right, it's Mitch Holtis time here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, Stazer Bonds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Diving back into it, you heard the open. That means Mitch Holthus is ready and eager on a bye week. Mitch, we appreciate the time here with you on our show. I know it's a bye week. You're a busy man on the bye week, and I've got a topic coming up 8 o'clock that you can still win without playing during the bye week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Say you, Mitch.
Well, eager's the key word. Just eager to talk to you. This is the one week I'd let you be, like, less focused. You know, you can kind of
appreciate that.
Turn the engines down a notch, but that's okay. But, yeah, we're here and rolling. Smith Center, Kansas, Bob, by the way.
Yeah.
And you've been there, been here. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at today during bye week. One of these days we'll get Dusty here to experience what it's like to be in the center of the United States.
That's exactly right. He should come next year when we go back out there to Smith Center. So what are you watching a game tonight? Are you just hanging out with your dad? What are you doing?
Well, both. Fill in the oval, all of the above.
Yeah.
Because tonight it's like the game of all games, the playoff game, Mid-Continent League rematch between the Thomas More Prep Monarchs of the Plains, the Bishop Miege of Northwest and North Central Kansas up against of course, the Big Red, the Fighting Big Red, the glorious men of Smith Center. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'll be an awesome playoff game tonight. 1A is loaded on both sides of the bracket. A lot of really good teams. What's happened in high school football in Kansas, and I think Missouri to some extent, is because of the proliferation of the population growth of Kansas City and around, and how Kansas does it is they'll take the top 32 teams, and that's 6A, but then they push everything down. So everything's been pushed down because of the growth of places like Olathe West,
right?
Or you look at Olathe Northwest and those schools, even the DeSotos, the Baser Linwoods. And so what happens is everything gets pushed down. So basically 1A is kind of the old 2A or 3A, and that's what Missouri is too. So lots of exciting high school football in the glorious Sacred Acre of Hubbard Stadium will be lit up tonight for this game between the Smith Center and the Fighting Monarchs of TMP.
Well, I'm going out to Baser tonight to see them take on DeSoto. My guy Roman Miller's playing out there. He got his offer yesterday from Kearney and Ryan Held. I'm very excited about that and to go see what they can do.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to go see that one tonight. And they win, they potentially take on Blue Valley North, who was one of those schools that got pushed down to 5A, I believe.
They did, in fact, and that's going to be an awesome game tonight. You're going to see one of the top games in the state.
Really?
So maybe... Yeah, maybe take Dusty with you. That bracket's loaded too.
Yeah,
quite honestly. This is the best time of year, man. It's to have. I talked to the Smith Center team last night, and of course they've grown up with it. All of their staff has either won a state title or made a run, and so because Smith Center is, I believe, tied with Miege maybe with 10 state titles, and Smith Center's won in 3 different classifications. But they know what this time is like. It's like our Chiefs team. They know what playoff time is about. So it's fun. It's just exciting on this Friday. Yeah. Got an offer, or did he accept going to Kearney?
He got an offer yesterday from Kearney. Got an offer from Jewel as well, too. I think he's got like 13 offers out there right now, and Kearney came in yesterday. I'm like, you got to get this kid, and they're like, we got him.
Dusty.
Yes.
Kearney's nickname, plus 10 points, go.
Not a clue.
Lopers.
The Lopers, the University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers. You want a little fun Smith Center fact about them?
Yeah.
Smith Center is nearly equidistant between the University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers and the Fort Hays State Tigers.
Ooh.
It's really a house divided. Yeah, you'll see plates of house divided with a tiger and a loper. And Smith Center kids get in-state tuition if they go to UNK. So nice. That's the Army-Navy K-State, KU, KU, Missouri of Division II here. This is a battleground equidistant between those two rivals.
All right, let's talk about the Chiefs. We're sitting at 5-4. Yeah. We watched Denver last night. They're nothing. How do you assess what's – I mean, come on. I mean, 10-7, whatever that nonsense was last night. Like, how do you assess where the Chiefs are right now?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. I would say that there's no need to panic at 5-4. Because we've actually been 5-4 in 21 and still made the AFC Championship game, 9-6 in 23, won the Super Bowl. We've done all that. 1-5 in 15, 1-10 straight. Where the Chiefs are right now is I still think a powder keg ready to explode positively. The Buffalo game notwithstanding. I think during this bye week, and we know what Andy Reid is after byes, it becomes a real strong self-scout and self-examination. For the Chiefs defense, 1 week doesn't take the fact that they've been the best scoring defense since the beginning of 2023, I believe, off the table. I think it's just with Spags trying to figure out opponent-specific versus what kind of personnel do I have on the field based on tendencies. He's got everything at his disposal, the way he runs so many nickel and dime packages, what he does with his front. But Buffalo, quite honestly, was able to get some opportunities. They got opportunities against base defense and went to those tight ends. That really kind of dictated that game. And so I think that's just something Spags continues to look at offensively. You're just sitting here with all these weapons. And it's a matter of protecting specifically on the edges, and that'll be gigantic next week in our discussion. As you saw last night, that really won that game. The fact they couldn't touch Benito all night. The Raiders were like, okay, let's just continue to run 5-step drops in the pocket and 7 steps. I'm like, what are you doing? But still, the point is, again, getting ready to use all that weaponry in these next 8 games. How do you use it? How do you protect? And still turn it loose. The Buffalo game didn't change the fact that from week four to week eight, Patrick Mahomes was the top quarterback in the league. So one game doesn't change all that. But you got to figure out where am I most explosive in what situation and how do I turn all the horses loose.
Mitch, I want to bring this up to you because magicians aren't supposed to tell you how they do their tricks, correct? why would Buffalo tip off that Xavier Worthy was tipping his pitches according to their defense?
Okay, first of all, if it's true, then it's noteworthy. That's part of the self-scout. And for each player, we think of teams or Spags or Nags or Coach or Tobe looking at each individual group. But each individual player, and the veterans do this, is look at self-scout. Am I tipping what I'm doing? All right, but let's back up a second. This kid's a rookie, Hairston. He had an interception on an overthrow. It wasn't like he jumped the route. And so he's not Pat Surtain the second yet. Okay. Or Emmett Thomas. That's one. So usually a rookie wouldn't say something like that. A veteran would go, dude, what are you doing? The other thing is, why would you help your opponent? You know, but we'll fly Maxwell Hairston in here and go, what else you got? Because we want to beat you guys the next time.
Right.
Like, what do you – so if you're a veteran on that team, if you're Taron Johnson and you're going, dude, what are you doing? Just – that's us. You keep that information with us. So I think that's where the fans need to take that with a grain of salt. Instead of Maxwell Hairston giving a deposition or appearing before Congress that stops our whole operation, it's like, well, wait a minute, let's think through this a bit and realize the kid probably just helped us, or is it really true?
Yeah, that's kind of where I was. I'm like, this guy is like laying out the secrets. Like, why would you do that? And then come to find out, well, if you're a rookie, you just don't know what you're really doing in the NFL. It was like the guy with the Raiders with the Kermit the Frog thing a year ago. You know, it's like certain things you just don't do, because now the Chiefs go, okay, even if it isn't true, it gives them something else to look at and something else to be conscious of. And maybe it was true. And maybe they look at that and they go, oh my God, because you did this, they knew the entire time what we were doing. And now we get you to not do that anymore. Now nobody's going to know what's going on.
And everything you say can be used against you in a court of football, right?
Right.
So even Maxwell, Hairston saying this, especially if it's like Niagara Falls, Barrel, BillsMafia.com.org. Like, and you're like, isn't that, you know, Chaz in the basement? Yeah, well, you just said it, and it just went viral, and so the whole world knows. But yeah, that to me, that's where I kind of went with that one, was – if you have that information, Dusty's right. You set on, you hang on to that because you might play him again. And I don't think the Bills want to help us win games.
Mitch, I want to bring this up because Andy Reid, I know, is no stranger to his record after the bye. But is this the most important bye week that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes together have had in their tenure together?
Well, I don't know. You know, as far as this discussion, it makes it sexier if I say yes, but do we really look at recency bias here? I think the fact that you now have a game and a half lead, or what it would be, 2.5 lead by the Broncos, but you still play those guys twice, and that means the next game coming up. So, yeah, maybe, but I've got to sit here and scan through everything else because we forget what this team has battled through, even with Pat as QB1. I think of even 2019. After a horrendous October where we lose 3 home games and Pat's knees in his throat and, you know, you're fighting there. We all think we've steamrolled every year to win these division titles. That's not been the case.
Right.
But this is let's just say it's a significant challenge because right now Denver is the Chiefs of a year ago. Last year, the Chiefs won 11-1 score games and it's, oh, they're so lucky. Oh my gosh, what you can't live like that. The Broncos have won, what, 6 of their 8 like this? And it's like they're gritty and tough. You can't count them out. So it's just the narrative. But really, the Broncos are having what the year the Chiefs had last year.
Well, but also, though, Mitch, I think the biggest difference is the Chiefs were doing that with, like, people who had been there before. You know, they had the experience. And so when you're a veteran team, to me, winning those close games, hey, that's what you're supposed to do, right? I look at the Broncos right now, I'm like, they're not a good team. They're getting lucky. They're getting opponent wins. You know, the Giants, the Eagles, like, all of these collapses, the Texans with Davis Mills, like, everything is falling for them. To me, it's not that Denver has gone out there and grabbed these games. It's that their opponents have collapsed, where I think the difference last year was the Chiefs were going out there, save the Raider game, and winning those games and finding ways to win those games at the end.
Yeah, so you're almost like you're kind of trotting to the end or limping to the end instead of like rushing in the last 100 meters to win the race. I think that's the analogy you're giving, and I think that's fair. Now, the Broncos, and you look at their team, like Dre Greenlaw's been there before. I'm like Singleton maybe a little bit. I'm just looking around their defense that and their offense, quite honestly, of who's there that's been through a pennant race. J.K. Dobbins, I guess, with the Ravens.
Yeah.
But really, they've not won a playoff game since 2015.
Right.
And so they're doing good. They're 8-2. Gotcha. Got it. But you're right. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that, but we're heading into the stretch here in that enormous game next week.
Mitch, I want to bring this up real quick because of the game last week against Buffalo. They did the same recipe, it seemed, that Philadelphia did in the Super Bowl that the Chiefs lost. They did the same thing that Tampa Bay did in the Super Bowl that the Chiefs lost. And I brought up that question about Andy on the bye. That seems to be the Achilles heel to the Chiefs offense, is the 4-man rush and the 7-man drop back. How do you fix that?
Well, it's the 4-man rush with outstanding outside speed rushers that line up in 5 or 7 technique. Now, the Bills didn't do as much 9 technique, but where those wide rushers give you problems, and they funnel Pat into, you know, they kind of halfway spied Pat in that game too, with Bernard, I think. And so they disallow Pat to get free. So I think that has been, if you want to look at a common Eagles last year in Super Bowl 59 and Super Bowl 55 and this game. So yeah, that becomes, but the Chiefs have countermeasures to that too. It's not like they haven't faced outside rush, but I think that's the big one right there. So you can still attack the middle of those defenses. You try to somehow influence those speed rushers. Sometimes you can run right under their nostrils, but that's where I think, Andy looks at that. But you can still beat a team that drops 7. In fact, if they're dropping 7 and playing man, you can really attack them. If they're dropping 7 and playing zone, you can attack them. You just have to be more patient. But you've got to give 1 or 2 more clicks to Pat with those outside rushers. And here comes Benito, right? Here comes Cooper. Now, Zach Allen changes things because that guy is a monster in the middle of the defense. So you can get a 4-man rush, but you can beat 4 rush, drop 7. That's not, oh, my gosh, oh, Lord, that's, you can't beat that, so you might as well forfeit the game. No. There's ways to attack it.
All right, Mitch, you know, we're always thinking about the bye from a physical standpoint, right? Oh, my God, they need to rest to get off their feet and all that kind of stuff. As we've moved along in life, we realize how important the mental side of things is. And this is a team that's been going all over the world, Brazil and, you know, all these places. How is the mental side going to get recharged during this weekend?
Yeah, let's just back up a second and think about this. Even in the first 9 games of this season, we've had the crazy, goofy Friday night game at Brazil. And I still, that's a whole different story, and I'll talk about it it just is. It throws things off kilter. But you've played 2 Monday nights, right? You played 2 Sunday nights in that. 5 of your 9, or is it 6, have been in these off times. Like you cannot get into a physical rhythm with it. But it also creates you know, the mental challenge of this is still a team that has played 6 years and 5 for the most part. You talk about the Broncos, who's been there? This is a team that's played 6 years and 5 or 7 years and 6 or 5 years and 4. Pat's played 21 playoff games in that 7-year span that you're talking about. So that's just extra time, extra games, high leverage games. And you're doing those games at all different kinds of challenges of how your week looks like in preparation. So I think backing off mentally and emotionally of, all right, let's just take a 30,000-foot view of not only our team, but like Earth, and just figure out where we're at to recharge, I think is huge. And the bye week coming at this time, basically in the middle of the season, I think this season is huge, especially looking up at the standings, which we talked about earlier. But these bye weeks are all as much, especially with the veterans, like a Kelce or all the guys, what the class of 22 has gone through, in all these extra games. This is really important to back up and just exhale a bit before you try to come in swinging starting next week.
Talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, how big of a bye week is this for 95 Chris Jones?
Huge. No pun intended. I think that him to recalibrate and, again, to kind of figure out, and this is Spags and the defensive front and Joe Cullen, of keeping him fresh in how many snaps, when are those snaps going to be played, who's going to help him, do we do something extra inside, even by using some of the, like Mike McDaniel more inside, what do we do to make Chris as effective as he can be going into these next eight games and next week? And then having Chris just back up a bit, you know, reset the engines. He's what I'm talking about. This guy's been through, talk about 21 playoff games for Pat. He's played all those too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's near, you know, he's 10 years in the league. Him and Kels are the two that just, we got to figure out a way to help both of you guys physically, but mentally and emotionally, just recharge. If there's any frustration, let's get rid of that. And because then, right now we got to catch our breath.
And then the follow-up question goes to the other side of the ball. What do we expect from Josh Simmons, who's returned to the team with some time off?
Yeah, that's a tricky one because we all think that it's going to be we're playing Madden and we can just turn on the laptop and boom, there he is, and he's going to play to whatever level he's at. There's going to be still a ramp-up period coming into this. And that, to me, I don't have an answer for, Dusty, but it will be interesting to monitor next week to see how quickly Josh can get up and running, especially against the Piranha you're playing against. So it's if you're freshly coming back into to go swimming, you don't want to swim with the Sharks right away, but that's what you're going to have to do. So all that's going to have to be taken into account. It's really compelling. I don't have an answer for you this morning, but I'm as interested as you are.
Mitch, enjoy the high school football tonight. I hope Smith Center gets a big win, and I'm sure there'll be a celebratory party down at Pooch's, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be I won't be at the celebratory before. There'll be one before, during, and after at Pooch's, yes. If Smith Center can pull this off, they're in a rematch game. TMP lost 42-21, but don't be misled by the score. So, yeah, this is all on tonight. You're going to have a game that's on as well.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
Mitch, I don't have to tell you about this rivalry. My Wildcats go into Blue Springs South territory tonight as it's the Wildcats versus Jaguars in the Blue Springs Showdown, and that quarterback for South, he's something special, man.
He is. Now, what do you guys play for something? Is there like the
Cat Clash? That was earlier on in the season.
Yeah, there's got to be a hammer or a claw or something you guys got
to
play
like
for.
Like a bucket or something. There has to be a bucket.
Yeah,
there's got to be a bucket or a barrel or a hammer or a
nail,
something. If you don't have something, it's going to be what would be significant, you know, maybe for Andy Locke.
Yeah,
you know, the Summit Grill
that'd be like the Lee Summit rivalry. But I don't know. Maybe we play for like the David Cook Award.
Yeah, but you know we lost Andy.
Yeah, we did, unfortunately.
There's going to be like the Golden Salmon, glazed salmon of Summit Grill goes to the winner of Blue Springs. So
you guys got to figure that out.
If you don't have something, then that's minus 10 points.
Okay, well, we'll get on it, Mitch, but we enjoy the time, and we'll talk to you next Friday when this team plays that putrid offense of the Denver Broncos.
Nebraska Kearney Lopers. Make sure you got that for the next time.
Got that.
Lopers and my loafers. I got it.
Okay. All right, boys. See you.
Later. That's Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Golden glazed salmon.
That does sound pretty good, though.
What's the golden, like a brown mustard on salmon?
I was thinking like some sort of sweet, obviously, but like I'm trying to think. I had it for a second what I thought a golden glaze would be.
It's got to be like a brown mustard and like a sweet potato. So I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm like,
a golden glaze.
Like a honey Dijon type of thing, maybe, you know?
That'd be good. Coming up on the other side, we get to One Word with Kramer. Not Mac. It's Kramer's One Word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Take it away, Crane Dog.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I was the one supposed to come back from break on this one.
Yeah, this is you, buddy.
Alrighty, buddies.
One word, baby.
I'll tell you what. If you're like me, you set up for the Thursday night football game between the Raiders and Broncos.
Yes, sir.
What's your one word for the game?
Poop. BBL stinky.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any other word that I can use for that game. I mean, it basically came down to the punters in that game last night, right? And Denver gets a blocked punt, whatever that was.
BBL stinky.
And got their extra 3 points in the game last night to ultimately give them the win. They got their first touchdown, Denver did, because Pete Carroll decided to go for it and not punt. Gave them short field, went down, got the touchdown, block punt, 10 points right there. That's it. That game stunk. And I don't think the Denver Broncos are a good football team. They've got a good record. That doesn't mean they're a good football team.
There's a rumor that, like, my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
It happens. BBL stinky.
Yeah, last night's game, one word, Thursdays. It is what it is. I appreciate the product there, but I have to know that I have to expect what I'm going to get. Last Thursday, I believe it was, what, 28-6? Ravens over the Dolphins.
Yep.
This Thursday, it was 10-7. Stay away from betting Thursday night football. It's not a good product, but of course it is the NFL. It is Thursday night, and like us all last night, probably sitting there on the couch going, damn, it's only 6 o'clock. We still have another hour and 50 minutes until this game starts. Feels like 9 p.m.
It does. This week has been that.
And then all of a sudden the game starts. You're like, all right, football's back, baby. And then that's the product, and we get this expectation that we're going to get action, and then we just end up getting
BBL stinky.
Broncos, BBL stinky. But it is what it is. They did their job. They won the game. They're 8-2. They lead the AFC West, and they're the number one seed in the AFC right now. Not scared.
So the Kansas City Chiefs have a bye week midweek, actually the mid part of the season. So what does that mean? What's that one word of having a bye week in the middle of the season?
Perfect, really, is what it is. And they it always comes at the right time, no matter when you have the bye. You look at it at the beginning of the year, our bye sucks, and then you get to that bye, and it's always at the right time of the year. It really couldn't have come at a better time. After that loss, a kind of a, I don't want to use the word dysfunctional, but disjointed first season for the first half of the season for the Chiefs. A lot of self-inflicted errors that cost them games and whatnot. So it's perfect that it has come at this time of the year, and they can reevaluate things. And I wouldn't want to face Andy Reid off a bye week.
What is it, 22-4?
22-4, yeah. You know, I was watching a trailer for the old Incredible Hulk the other day. It was the intro.
Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, it was Lou Ferrigno.
I once hit him on a golf course with a golf ball.
Did you really?
No, but it looked like
him. Oh, okay. I was going to say, my God, he was in studio one time. I can go back and look at those pictures somewhere, I'm sure. But
jacked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real. But David Banner says, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Don't make me mad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad, right?
Bruce Banner.
What did I say? David Banner.
He's a rapper from Texas.
Yeah, Bruce. Was it Bruce Banner? Yeah, Bruce Banner. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
Bruce. David Banner, he had some hot tracks back then.
But I think David may have been the guy's name who played Bruce Banner.
Oh, maybe.
I think David. Anyway, and you wouldn't like me when I'm mad. You wouldn't like Andy Reid off a bye, right? And Denver, I know you got your win yesterday and you're going to enjoy your weekend, but Andy Reid's working right now. He's coming after you guys.
My one word would be clutch. Obviously, we had the missing of your starting left tackle. You have your defensive tackle who we just had Mitch Holtis on, says it's going to be huge. No pun intended, whatever that means.
Huge.
And you got to keep him, you know, positive. You got to keep him upright. Be like, hey, man, you can wreck offensive lines. Just get back to what you do. Kind of how he said, maybe mix in some guys, almost like load management.
It is with Chris Jones. It sounded like it.
Is what we kind of got the gist of that question. But I think this bye week is clutch. You get your starting left tackle back. You get a team that can rest mentally and physically. Clutch would be my one word for the week 10 bye.
By the way, Bixby is the guy who played Bruce Banner. Yes, Bill Bixby.
By the way, welcome to MLB free agency season. So
yes, sir.
This one word for the Royals for their upcoming free agency decisions.
Spend is the word that I'm going to use because I know the deal to get that 119th and Nall thing is just about done. So we're going to move forward with that. You've got the opportunity. I'm using this. Remember when the NFL had that one uncapped year because of the salary cap lacking? And so everybody just went out and did whatever they want. That's the way that the Royals need to view this thing from a baseball standpoint. And I say spend because we don't know what's going to be happening in a year from now, what the landscape of baseball is going to look like. I would imagine it's not the same as we see today. So essentially you have this one uncapped year. Go all in. There's going to be a lot of guys that aren't getting offers because nobody knows what the landscape is going to be. You have an opportunity to sign dudes to one-year contracts. Go blow out the Jets, man. Go do it.
Yeah, my one word would be active. Go be active. If you're not going to get, because I think what? They went and tried to get one guy last year, and it was Anthony Santander.
Right.
They didn't get him. They went with Carlos Estevez. It worked. You know, big-time closer for the Royals last year. But be active everywhere, right? Like, go talk to Bo Bichette. Go talk to Kyle Tucker. Go talk to Cody Bellinger. Go put your name in the hat and really make a stab at these guys because I think that they are. I truly do believe this. I believe they are one player away, and that player is an everyday outfielder that can platoon, and that, to me, screams Cody Bellinger, which, again, we'll have Josh Vernier on in about 30 minutes. I'll ask him that very same question and what he says. He'll probably humble me and tell me exactly what I know he's going to say. But either way, Josh Vernier will be here.
Yeah, and I'm with you on Cody Bellinger. He's the perfect addition for this ball club right now. He can play anywhere in the outfield, gives you that bat in the middle of the lineup. Mm. I love Bo Bichette as well, and we were talking about it before the show, and you know, Kramer's kind of a baseball dork as well.
Yes, sir.
And I'm all about moving Bo Bichette to second base, or if you put him at third, moving Mikel Garcia to second base. Like, Bo Bichette's a guy that I would absolutely go get. I think he fits beautifully here.
See, I'm more of a Harrison Bader kind of guy for the outfield. But as hot stove season approaches, the Detroit Tigers.
That's exactly right.
I mean, he's also the crab walk in center field is amazing. But yeah. The Detroit Tigers are seriously considered trading Turk Skubal this offseason if the offer is correct. What's your one word on the Tigers for this?
Smart. Because they're resigned to the fact that they're probably not going to be able to pay him. And so what do you need to do? You need to go out there and maximize them. Players are assets. I know a lot of folks don't want to believe that, but they are. And Tarik Skubal is a huge asset for Detroit. If you know that you're not going to be able to pay him or you don't want to pay him, then you need to trade him this offseason.
Yep. I would say the one word is dumb, in my opinion, because you created this because you thought you'd take a stab at trying to go get a bottle of Dom Perignon and say, well, I got $50.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. That doesn't do it. You can have some Brut if you'd like from Aldi, but they offered him what they say, like multiple million dollars short. I think it was like $200 million. Yep. He's going to get about $450
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, not even close.
Far off.
And that's the thing. When you're a small market team like the Royals or Detroit, you have to take advantage of the years you have. Detroit didn't take advantage. They had 2 years right there. Tarik Skubal was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of people, Rosenthal included and Heyman I've seen, are linking him to the New York Mets. So once again, the Mets will spend a lot of money, start off really good, and fall short of what they want to get to. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tarik Skubal is no longer in the AL Central, which is awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great for us. I mean, fantastic for the Royals. Mm-hmm. Look, I do believe, and I'll continue to say this throughout the winter, the Royals get that one premier bat in their lineup, they will be the favorites to win the AFC West, the American League Central. They will be the favorites to win this thing because their pitching staff is stacked. Their bullpen showed last year that they can play. Their defense is really, really good. They just need that extra bat. They need that extra pop in that lineup. And if you go out and you get, you know, Cody Bellinger, or you get Bo Bichette, and you make a big swing at this thing, and you get that legit bat in that lineup, how do you pick against the Royals from winning the American League Central going into next season?
Got to hope that pitching rotation holds up.
And that's the concern. I didn't want to say it out loud. You did, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, if that pitching staff stays, because they said it couldn't be done last year, and it was done,
mm-hmm.
because the year before that, it was pretty solid, and the year after that, which was last year, in comes a couple of surprises, right? Like
right.
Berger, you got at the trade deadline. He was great for you.
Yep.
Noah Cameron was fantastic all year, and that was with Cole Reagan's, you know, basically gone the entire year. Seth Lugo losing everything after the contract extension, and then Michael Lorenzen falling off, and
right.
then you still had guys come in and do their job throughout the year. So
I wonder if losing that assistant pitching coach to the White Sox hurts at all. You know,
I'm concerned because then they also just hired somebody like on a business side of things.
Yeah, they got a
well.
New president coming mm-hmm. yeah. in. Yeah, to the Royals, but that's not the baseball side.
No.
You know, that's the kind of the business side,
sure,
if
sure.
you will. And so,
and they brought in a hitting guy.
Yeah, they
as
brought
well.
Some guy from Olathe North that went to school at Olathe North
and
wanted
also
to come
with
home.
The Milwaukee Brewers yeah. team that was doing pretty well.
Yeah,
in Seattle last year.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have said some good things. I've seen on X about this. I don't know anything about the Jets.
Coach.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. So, yeah. But assistant pitching coach for the Royals moved over to the White Sox to be their pitching coach. I don't know if that has an impact, but I mean, the staff has done a great job with these pitching, you know, with these pitchers. You hate to lose anybody, especially to a division rival like that, but you're never going to get in the way of somebody getting promoted. You go from assistant pitching coach to I didn't know we had assistant, you know, pitching coaches now in baseball, but whatever.
A lot of people coming to your aid. I didn't know this was a hot topic, but yes, Fesco said David Banner because 1970s Hulk was David Banner, but usually it's Bruce Banner with David Banner being his father.
I'm totally lost about what you just said. So there was a David Banner?
Something. Something like that. Hey, you are what your record says you are, so I'm going to bring that question up about two teams on the other side that play each other next week. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.